I want to talk about public art, which a lot of us tend to ignore or overlook until it suddenly disappears. Penn State has just removed its statue of the late football coach Joe Paterno. Last year, Maine's governor removed a mural that celebrated labor history from the state's Department of Labor building. And just recently, the University of Wyoming removed a sculpture that had been on a campus lawn for less than a year. The piece was called Carbon Sink, a 36-foot-wide circle of charred logs set in a spiral like a vortex on a bed of Wyoming coal. I wanted to talk with a couple of people close to the story in Wyoming. First, Jeffrey Lockwood, a professor at the University of Wyoming who's been blogging about the controversy. Lockwood is an entomologist, and early on, before the sculpture existed, he told the artist Chris Drury about pine beetles, pests that are killing trees all over the West, apparently because winters aren't cold enough anymore.
He was intrigued by this, what would you call it, a bit of a karma kickback, right, where Wyoming is the biggest producer of fossil fuels, and here we have climate change sort of feeding back into the state of Wyoming with these immense expanses of dying trees. And so I think that piqued his interest.
So when Carbon Sink was installed last summer, was it this problematic, controversial thing from the get-go?
I think it was from early on. It did what it was intended to do, which was to make people think about our relationship between the ways in which we derive energy and the consequences of those decisions. Well, it was targeting everyone who participates in the production and consumption of energy. We're all culpable with regard to climate change. Of course, in Wyoming, where we have such an enormous amount of fossil fuel extraction, mm-hmm. So that's a lightning rod as well.
And when the university, your colleagues at the University of Wyoming suddenly announced this spring, okay, that's it. It's been there almost a year. We're getting rid of it. They say, oh, no, it was always intended to be a temporary installation. I guess you don't buy that.
Well, actually, there was no announcement. It was just done. No, and basically, it's clear from interviews that were conducted last year and from conversations I've had with the artist that there was an understanding and every intention to allow the piece to decay in place over a period of probably 5 to 10 years. He understood it that way. Apparently, the director of the art museum understood it that way.
And you have no doubt that the university administration made this decision because it was an anti-coal mining embarrassment to them?
Well, I think they made the decision because the energy industry, which is politically very influential in the state of Wyoming, was unhappy and was putting pressure on those legislators, particularly in energy-rich counties. And that trickled down to the university in a very clear way, that this sort of artwork was not appreciated. It was a political response to political pressure.
So the logs and the chunks of coal that made up the sculpture have been dismantled. Where are they now?
They're in three places. The largest logs are apparently in what the University of Wyoming physical plant calls its boneyard, which is, I guess, a place where large junked items are kept in case they have some future use. The smaller logs were taken to the dump, and the coal in the middle of the sculpture was taken to the university power plant and has now been converted into energy, which seems somehow both poetic and ironic.
Professor Jeffrey Lockwood of the University of Wyoming. He's convinced that state legislators played a role in getting the sculpture Carbon Sink removed from campus. So I also called up Tom Lubnow. He is the Republican majority leader in the Wyoming House of Representatives, and he represents Gillette, the center of a huge fossil fuel region.
I got a phone call from a reporter that said they're putting up an anti-carbon sculpture at the University of Wyoming. And my reaction was just that I thought it was a little hypocritical to use carbon dollars to fund an anti-carbon sculpture. Between 60% and 80% of the state of Wyoming's budget comes from energy generated by the state of Wyoming. And that was my whole point in pointing that out.
So it wasn't as though you and the extraction industry, the coal industry, were demanding that the university get rid of this. They just, but for whatever reasons, political or otherwise, just decided to take it down after a year, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, how long is long enough? It was a temporary sculpture from the start. The artist wanted it to stay there till it decayed into nothingness. how long do you let a piece of art rot and decay before you take it out?
So the legislature, your legislature, has this new provision that requires approval of art installed to be made by the Energy Resources Council of the university and the governor's office. Is the point of that provision to avoid controversial art in the future?
No, well, you're making a broad, sweeping generalization there. It's art going into one building on one part of campus. University of Wyoming administration still controls all of the art on all of the rest of the campus, and they actually control the art in this building, too, because they're going to bring the art to the Energy Resources Council and the governor for this one building. What's wrong with allowing one building to have industry have approval of or the veto power on a few pieces of art in this one building? You put a plaque on the wall that says, thank you for donating to my program.
Right.
That's what this is it's a plaque on a wall in a gym.
Yeah, but isn't it also that there's this resource, Energy Resources Council, that can say, nah, we don't want that work of art put in this building?
Yes, we don't want that plaque on the wall. We want this plaque on the wall. It celebrates the culture and heritage of the state of Wyoming.
Yeah.
In terms of transportation and agriculture and mining.
Well, Tom, I really appreciate your spending the time to talk with us today.
Well, I appreciate you giving a simple country legislator from the boondocks of Wyoming the chance to come on to the big dog show and share thoughts.
Hey, you're the House Majority Leader. You're not such a little country legislator.
I'm a simple country legislator from the boondocks of Wyoming. Ask anybody.
Yeah, I've heard very powerful people say things like that a lot in the past. But thank you for talking with me.
Oh, well, thank you, Kurt. Have a good day.
Tom Lubnow is the Republican Majority Leader of the Wyoming House of Representatives. So, what do you all think? How much say should donors to a university have over the art and culture that gets installed and performed there? Let us know what you think at studio360.org.